It's the Blank Canvas.
But, you know, like we tell you all the time, you don't have to wait till a new year to start a new beginning. You go ahead and actually start it today or last week.
I got a lot of people on TV talk about, man, it's a new year. You know, it's a new me. It's like, nigga, it's the same old you.
With DCST.
The whole 10 minutes, the manager kept on asking me, like, man, you want me to call an ambulance? I'm like, you want me to call an ambulance? And I was like, no. No. Yes. That's why they gotta get rid of all of our leaders, man, and then like throw more dumb shit in our face to distract us, man.
Like Chanel purses. Presented by Pharrell.
Pharrell, yeah. And Jordans. Where the ceiling is the roof.
And now, ECST.
Yeah, niggas.
Yeah. What up, ST, man? How you been?
Man, I'm chilling, man. How about you, EC?
Man, dog, man. Dog. Charlottesville. Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Coonin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, dude, it's like so much has been happening, man, since we've been gone, man. I can't wait to get all up into it, man. But
45.
Like, man, it's like, man, North Korea launching missiles. Like, man, what's not going on, man?
Yeah.
But, man, are you ready for this? You're pretty much ready for this Labor Day weekend that's coming up soon?
Man, you know what? I'm so excited. You know, just another 3-day weekend that's coming up. You know, everybody gets to rest and, you know, all of that. And you'll get a break, much needed break. I'm sure everybody needed that. You know, speaking of breaks, you know, we back from our break, our little, you know, sabbatical.
Man, it's crazy, man, because I was sitting up like, I said like 2 months ago, man, and I was like just looking on, I just opened up like the podcast app on my phone, and yeah. I like looked at our podcast, and I like looked at the homepage, and I like hit refresh. And it said June 7th, and I was like, God damn! Like, man, it's been a minute, man. It's been a grip, man. So, you know, we've been down, man. The social media's been down, man. Just been going through some things, man. But, you know, we back.
Yeah, back in the saddle.
Yep. We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain, sleet, shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers. Motherfuckers, if y'all are happy about us being gone, well, tough titty, motherfuckers. Like, what did Kid Cudi say? You know what I'm saying? I ride my own way, baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, dog, man, it's been like so much going on, man. Like, yeah. Where do you want to start, dude? Look, man, you know, I'm going to start with the elephant in the room, man. Real quick, prayers go out to everybody that's in Houston, man.
Yes.
We're praying for y'all. There's many ways y'all can donate, man. Just hit up Red Cross. Yep. I know Red Cross always doing a fundraiser. I remember when the hurricane hit, when Hurricane Katrina hit, I donated some money. I donated some money for them through Red Cross. I'm going to do it again through Red Cross, man. But the thing is, go through, I hate to say it, in these kind of times, go through well-known organizations so they'll make sure the money is going to people that need it.
Yeah, don't just give your money to anybody.
Yeah, man, don't just go on those YouFundMe pages or GoFundMe pages. Those could be people just scamming you for money. You really trying to help.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened, man.
Yeah, but, you know, by the time everybody hears this, you know, Harvey probably is hit for a second time. So I know everybody's probably preparing for the second hit right now. So, by the time y'all hear this, hopefully, the second attack won't be, too devastating, but, you know, we definitely want to send our prayers out to, you know, everybody in Houston. I got family in Houston. I've been calling them all weekend, you know, fortunately everybody, you know, is pretty good. You know, no tragedies so far, so but yeah, just keep your prayers, keep your thoughts with everybody in Houston. If you got people down there, you know, hit them up, you know, let them know that you're thinking about them, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, we definitely want to get that out the way.
You definitely get that, I mean, because that's more important than anything, man. Like, man, yeah. Fuck, like, what new Jordans coming out? What new shoes coming out? What, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you're a female, what do you about to, you know, get that good loving too? You know what I'm saying? Ain't got time for all that right now unless you do it, give it to me. You know what I'm saying? There's another story. But, yeah, man, it's tough times, man, in the country, period. And the thing I was kind of happy, I'm going to say that the one thing I'm kind of happy about, and you're going to be like, what are you talking about? I'm kind of happy that Trump got in the office, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you.
Yeah. I'm happy Trump is in office because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years. That's coming out. They're just like, dog, they're just out there blaring out in the street, dude. They're not even wearing hoods anymore, man. This is awesome because now we can identify these fuckers and we can try to find a way. We can try to, you know, see how they think.
Yeah.
Even more, and then just try to figure out how they move around and how they equip themselves. Like, these motherfuckers are equipped. Just like in Charlottesville, man. I know you got a chance. I think you – did you watch that Vice documentary on Charlottesville?
No. I watched a little bit of it, but I might as well say no because I didn't watch the whole thing.
Dude, like, that – like, if y'all have – it was like – it was only like 30 minutes. You have 30 minutes of your time, and you want to know the psyche – of a white supremacist neo-Nazi, please watch it, man, because it is scary. These motherfuckers are well organized.
Yeah.
They have all the tactical equipment they need. Like I said again, they're organized. They have a plan on what they want to do, man. I'm just talking about they have everything set, man. And then
all of them have sitting ducks.
Yeah, everybody just sitting ducks. Now they have good paying jobs. They infiltrated pretty much every level of like law enforcement and like social, like pretty much like social justice, like employees as well, man. Like they're everywhere, man. They could be like they could be a juror deciding your fate. They could be a loan officer,
a judge.
They could be a loan officer. You trying to get a loan? They be like, oh yeah, how you doing, Jerome?
Yeah. Let's keep it funky.
Yeah.
Like members of the KKK have been judges for centuries.
Oh, so. Man. The FBI did a report back in the 90s how they were talking about how the KKK has infiltrated all of law enforcement.
Yeah.
Y'all can Google that.
It's nuts, man.
Yeah, man.
It's nuts. It's just getting more ramped up now.
Yes, man. It is ridiculous. So the thing about that I study white supremacists anyway, because, you know, even when I was a kid, even when I was like in, I think it was like the fourth grade, I could call out racism when I saw it. That was never like taught. Yeah. Come on, me and my family always taught me how to love, but like I always like look out for myself. Yeah. But man, I call my principal a racist, man, because I could just tell. Even when I was a kid, man, how people would act or how he would treat certain people. I just knew. But it's just crazy the thought process of like the leader. Like the leader, that the guy that's crying, that was like crying on the internet talking about, I don't know what's going on, yada yada yada. But on the documentary, the dude was like blaring, talking about, man, we're here to get our shit. Jews will not replace us. We're not gonna let these niggas take everything. Niggas are lazy, yada yada yada. And then the thing that kind of, the two things that were shocking to me, what I really should have been shocked about, was at the end of the documentary, the girl went to, like, talked to him. That was like the girl that was that pretty much the reporter on the documentary. She was like, so what do you think about the person that died today? He's like, man, it's a win-win for us. It wasn't one of our people. They're talking about the Heather, the young lady Heather, that died. Yeah. Man. You know, rest in peace, man. And it's just a shame that she lost her life fighting for something that was right, man, which is equality among all people.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, it's a win-win for us, man, because, you know, it wasn't one of our own that did, you know, that died. And it shouldn't. And then his rationale was, he said, if you see a car coming, get out the way. And if anybody saw the footage, the motherfucker just span into a crowd of people.
Yeah. So how can you just get out of the way of a speeding car?
Yeah, man. And it's kind of crazy. They don't even highlight the police officer that died in the helicopter crash. They just focus on the girl.
Yeah.
Well, those dudes lost their lives as well, man. That's fucked up. But the other thing that shocked me was, like, right when he got in the room, like, he had a gun. He was like AR-47. He, like, this motherfucker had 5 weapons on him. He just threw them all on the bed. He had an assault rifle, 4 pistols, and a knife all on him he was carrying. And he like threw them all on the bed. He's talking about, oh, this is just my, this is not even all I have. Like, the motherfuckers are equipped, dude. They, exactly. They know how to use it. They're always at the gun range shooting. They getting ready for war, dude.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, when we say this, you know, people, of course, will, you know, not believe it. You know, the people that are still kind of on the fence, I guess, the people that are, that won't speak out against it, that, you know, they'll hear stuff like this. And, you know, of course, they'll shrug it off because they don't believe it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when things like Charlottesville, when, I mean, even 45 himself, man, like, this, you know, I just learned on Monday that, well, of course, everybody did, but, it was on, you know, national news, CNN and everything. But, you know, 45 had plans of building Trump Tower in Moscow.
Like, dude, his ties with Russia is just so glaring, man. It's so deep, dog. That is, they like, they pulled up old interviews where Trump was talking about, you know, like, I'm all about a person that lives a life of just like having an unfair, like, some people just have fair advantages, some people have unfair advantages at birth. It's just some people have better genetics. He's like, those German genetics. And these are like old, like, NBC interviews. They just like compiled into like a little, like, clip. A combination of clips that just make him just look really, really bad, man. He has ties to Russia, man. And
he does.
Anybody else would have been impeached by now, dude, but I just don't know what's the hold up.
Well,
what this shit happening.
Well, to be honest, man, I think they're trying to get all they can get first.
Yeah.
And it's just, he's got so many people on his side that, you know, it's just, you know, it's so unfair, like him pardoning that judge that was found guilty for contempt of court for racially profiling Hispanics. Like you pardon a guy who's found guilty of a crime.
Yeah.
So, you know, man, like, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, by the end of Trump's term, that we won't be so indebted to Russia. I don't doubt that he has, like, sold the country, you know, pretty much on the black market or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either, man. It's no telling how, it don't tell how far under his thumb, like, Russia has Trump, dude, at this moment, dude. It's no telling, man. It's definitely pretty. It's pretty bad, man. But other things that's been going on, man, it's just been heavy on my mind is this Kaepernick situation, man. It's got to the point where everybody saw it coming. I knew he wouldn't get signed.
Yeah.
When he didn't get signed before training camp started, I was like, he's not gonna get signed. Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
Especially teams that really need a quarterback, like the Broncos needed, because they looked at him. The Broncos looked at him. I know the Ravens looked at him. The Jets need a quarterback. They didn't look at him, but the Jets need a quarterback bad. But the Jets are
obviously tanking. They are not trying to win. who is their starting quarterback?
I forgot. Josh McCown.
Yeah, there you go.
McCown, dude. They take him, man. They're gonna try to see if they can commit Sam Darnold to come out of the draft early. And he's talking I would. Hell no. I wouldn't. I'm like, man, I'm gonna stay another year. I'm like, God damn, you gotta do this shit again.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't if I were him.
Yeah, like, man.
So I mean, the thing about Kaepernick, though, like, the same. I'm gonna say the same thing I've been saying since this whole thing started.
Yeah.
I really don't believe that Kaepernick wants to play, and I really think that this whole thing is bigger than football. Like, I think it's bigger than football now.
Way bigger than football.
Because I feel like if he really wanted to play, number one, he never would have opted out of a $12 million contract. That's number one. And number two, like, that nigga would, like, talk about football. He don't talk about football. Like, everything he posts, everything he says is political. It's never a workout that he's posting. It's never, hey, I'm in here looking at some film, like trying to get mentally ready, trying to read a coverage. Like, it's never nothing like that. It's always some underlying political, you know, let's make this, you know, world better. You know, I get that. Believe me, when he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But it comes to a point where it's like, dude, okay, if you're really trying to get a job, there's certain things that you're going to have to do in order to get that job. Like, GMs are looking for something specific from you, and you're not giving it to them. So that's the reason why he remains unsigned right now.
I think the reason he remains unsigned was because of one of the protests, two advertising dollars. They don't want to lose advertising. They don't want to use advertising dollars. Like, whoever signs them, let's say Atlanta.
But that's the thing. If you're that much of a huge league, like, you don't need them.
Like, they're thinking about it as business, man.
I understand. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That's where greed plays in the part.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's all it is.
It's nothing but greed. Like, if the Shield was all big and bad, they would say, okay, well, we ain't worried about, you know, your investment dollars. We'll be all right. But, you know, it's not. Like, we're talking about, you know, Roger Goodell and the other Blue Bloods.
Yeah, you gotta think about it. It's kind of sad. You gotta think about it. It's a bottom line business. That's all they care about is their money. And you gotta think about it. Like, all the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. It's not their fight. So they're like, I ain't gonna worry about this. I mean, you know, so if I walk out of the street, I'm not gonna get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm gonna be protected by the cops.
Yeah.
I can lie and say this black person robbed me, and they'll probably get shot on sight.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not their fight. So I don't think they really care. Number two is their money and their endorsement dollars they'll lose. Oh, let's say for instance, we're not saying Atlanta don't need them. But let's say he signed with Atlanta and a local company that advertises inside the stadium that pays for that little spot.
Like Mercedes-Benz, for instance.
Yeah, Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. Like them. I don't think they would back out because the same stadium just opened it. But we could use that as an example. Like, let's say,
plus,
like,
that's a lot of money up front, nigga.
Yeah, a lot of money up front. They ain't gonna pull that shit out, man. We ain't behind this shit. We ain't about to fuck this shit over either. But let's say hypothetically, the owner of Mercedes Benz, like, his dad was like a World War II veteran or some shit, cause that's possible. And he really believed, you know, he really loved his country. He thinks everybody's treated equally, you know, even though he's sitting up on his high horse. He makes millions and millions of dollars. And, you know what I'm saying, he don't know how a regular person even lives or even, like, does grocery shopping. He's like, man, I don't want our brand connected to this player because of his stance. And his stance was police brutality, and the media spun it. The media spun it into, oh, he desecrated the flag.
It's non-patriotic.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They ran with that shit.
Non-patriotic.
And he came out and said it wasn't.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Like, you could, no matter what you say, whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
Yeah, man.
When it's the exact opposite of what patriotic means. Patriotic means standing up for what's right, standing up for, you know, the everyman, for your fellow countrymen. And it's just funny how the media seems to forget that when, you know, it doesn't go along with their agenda.
Exactly, man. It's all about what goes along with the agenda, dude. And then another thing that was kind of funny, going back to Charlottesville, and we'll get back to Cap in a second, I just thought about it, was somebody took Fox News segments from the protests of Charlottesville and then regular protests from, like, Black Lives Matters protests and, like, the protests, like, NFL protests with them kneeling. Dude, it is so glaring that they can't. There's no way they can even sugarcoat that they're pandering towards middle class whites, dude. Because they're just like for Charlottesville during, like, the cast, they were like, these men feel like they're being displaced in this country. Like, let them speak their voice, and then, like, they'll show, like, the football players dealing. Like, what do they have to kneel about? They're rich. What do they have to worry about? This is just crazy. They don't have to worry about being racially profiled. They're rich.
That's the sentiment. Yeah. When they don't even know that outside of that football uniform, they could be walking down the street with their family and still get shot. That's how crazy it is.
We can go on the streets right now, streets of New York, and get like, let's say like 10 of the most famous, like popular, like black NFL players right now. They could name all 10.
Yeah.
Because the helmet on them, man. You can't name all 10.
Yeah. And then we got, cooning ass niggas.
You beat me to it. Go ahead.
Man. Tim Brown, man, like, why? I don't understand, like, why are you speaking out against it, man? Like, this is your people, man. Like, why would you, like, even if you don't agree with it, why are you saying anything?
No, CTE, dog. CTE, dog. Like, it's crazy because, and then, you saw how, like, 12 of the Browns players kneeled?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, after Hugh Jackson said, my players better not do that. And he's like, man, nigga, we don't even respect you. You ain't even finna be here in 2 years, nigga.
Sure, no, like you say, you can bet that. Ain't no way, holy hell, he ain't gonna be here in 2 years, man. He gonna be gone, especially with he named Deshaun Kaiser the starter. Man, fuck. But, speaking of which, man, I was about to get on that topic, man. I'm glad you brought that up, dude. Another thing I'm glad about is this Kaepernick situation that's coming out, man, it's exposing coons. And I'm I'm so glad this shit's happening, man, because now we know who's with us and who's against us, dude. Like, LeSean McCoy coon. What's his name? The dude that played for the Bears now. He's a salsa nigga. Victor Cruz, he a coon.
Victor Cruz, yeah.
Ray Lewis.
Yep.
Hugh Jackson.
Yep.
Marvin Lewis.
Yep.
Did I say LeSean McCoy? McCoy.
Yep. Tim Brown. Who else?
George Foreman.
Yep.
He came out and
he looked like a coon, though.
No, he does look like a coon, dude.
He don't even have to say nothing. You can tell, like, he panhandle for money.
Yeah, you can tell you shut a job for a piece of change. And niggas do whatever for the shine. And I can't do the same. Yeah,
speak out against the niggas, I might buy a George Foreman grill.
Hell yeah, man. Like, Michael Vick, he cool, got him a job. He on Fox Sports now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was funny, man. I was watching the 5150 show.
Yeah.
And Corey Holcomb said that he honestly doesn't think that Michael Vick is intelligent to really understand what he was saying.
That could be true, man.
Cause when you think about it, I think they played a clip from like I don't know, some reality show or something like that, mm-hmm. And Mike and his wife, I think they're on it.
Oh yeah, I remember. And she called him out too.
Yeah, yeah, and I think he actually said what he meant to say or what he was, you know. And it's so funny how quickly he forgot that he was in that situation. And also, he forgot that his situation and Cap's situation is not the same. Cap has a squeaky clean image, whereas, Michael Vick actually was prosecuted for doing something illegal. So
I still don't think she went to jail for that shit either, keeping it real.
I mean, I don't either, but, it's the simple fact that he went through the process and what he was found guilty of doing is seen as, a crime, so...
Yeah.
In that moment, that's when their situations, that's where they differ. So I it's just funny, man, how all of a sudden when the situations change, how quickly people jump sides, man.
Yeah, man, that's all it is, man. If they dangle a check, they dangle a check in front of your face. They were like, you know what? Yeah, that motherfucker Kaepernick can fucking he don't know what he's talking about, man. He on patriotic, man. Like, where my check at? Like, sign here and here. Sign your soul over here and sign your dignity over here. I'm like, man, cool. All right, man. Yeah. It just people just willing to do whatever, man.
Yeah. And you know, it's just, you know, they would, of course, I've heard many different outlets talk about, you know, how players should just, you know, boycott playing. But it's just the simple fact that nobody, they won't get everybody on the same page because everybody's trying to make it.
Everybody's trying to make it, man. And you see how
everybody, everybody's trying to get a piece of that pie.
Just like Dez Bryant said, man, like Dez Bryant said on Twitter, he's like, man, I love my people, but I gotta feed my family. I'm like, which one is it, man?
Yeah, your people are your family.
Yeah. You I'm trying to feed my family, man. Like, man, get your cop ass out of here, man. But
yeah.
Like dudes that wanna, I guarantee you, there's a lot of dudes that wanna stand up for this cause, but all of them probably like fringe players and dudes that barely gonna make the squad. So it's like, man, they'll probably get rid of me for kneeling, and if I had to kneel, maybe I would have made a squad. And they gotta think about that, man. That's how fucked up the NFL is when they just have people just.
Yes, it is.
They have them just hanging on the thread, man. Like dance, nigga. Like if you don't dance,
savage league.
Yeah, man. If you don't dance, nigga, we'll get somebody else to dance for us. And that's real. That's real talk. Somebody else will dance.
But the most beautiful thing though about this protest is now we're finally starting to see what we've been wanting to see, and that's white players that are actually taking a stand and kneeling.
Yeah.
That part of it makes this whole thing worth it.
Yeah.
Because it gets to a point where it's like, okay, yeah, okay, this is a brotherhood, right? You know, if you are so patriotic, if you are so, you know, if you are so willing to be about this brotherhood stance, you know, you will stand with your brother or kneel with your brother, however you want to put it, and you will suffer what they suffer.
Yeah.
So, I think so far, you know, with more and more white players kneeling, I think it's starting to become worth it. So, it's looking to be it's going to be something that might turn out for the best.
Yeah, man, like, because Derek Carr stepped up. That tight end from the Browns, because he got a black wife, stood up.
He she probably put the squeeze on that nigga anyway. He's hell like, look. Yeah.
you want the vajayjay?
You want this black cookie?
Yeah. But what she said was very, very profound. She wrote an article in, I think it was a Players Tribune. Not a Players Tribune. It was like the Grapevine or some shit. Like some, you know, some black website owned by white people. Some bullshit like that. It's called the Grapevine or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she said that don't focus on a white man kneeling. Let's get back to the reason why Kaepernick kneeled in the first place. Yeah. Don't use the white dude as the savior and be like, oh, a white person kneeled. Now we need to take action. Like, no, let's focus back on why Kaepernick kneeled in the first place. We still haven't gotten to that point, man. And they don't want to get to that point, man. They don't give a shit.
They don't.
They don't want to
address the issue.
They just wait all this number like it's an elephant in the room, and all owners just walking by. They stepping over the shit, stepping over the piss.
Yeah.
And somebody raking it in the corner as best they can, but the shit piling up so high, still up the room. And they got like nose clippers. They got nose clippers on their nose. And they just waiting for this shit to fucking damn evaporate. They just wait.
Yeah.
They just not gonna do shit about it, man. Because even the Sean Conn, the owner of the Jaguars, they fucking need a quarterback. They need a quarterback bad. Yeah. Blake Bortles and Chad Henne. And he was like, I mean, I'm willing to sign Kaepernick. And then he said, if my coaching staff sees fit to sign him, and you know who's there? It's Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin ain't going for that shit.
Nah, he ain't.
Tom Coughlin ain't going for that jump, man.
You know, I think he was a military man too.
Yeah, he's a military man. Cause like, I'm gonna keep it real, man. Kaepernick could come out tomorrow. And put out a workout tape, say I'm ready to go. The nigga already said at the end of the year when he was looking for a job, he said, I will no longer kneel. I'm ready to go. He said, I'm no longer gonna kneel. I'm ready to go. I've been working out. I'm in the best shape of my life ever since my shoulder injury. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I knew he won't get signed, man, from jump, man. They're not gonna deal with it.
Yeah.
And then like LeSean McCoy bitch ass talking about his distraction outweigh his performance. I'm like, motherfucker, now there's at least 10 teams I can name that can use him and they can possibly have an 8-8 season compared to compared to like a 0-16 season, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you think about the Jaguars, man, and they're choosing to stick with Blake Bortles.
This ain't enough. Another shot. This ain't enough right there, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on, man. The proof is in the pudding, dude.
The pudding, dude, man. So yeah, I think it's a done dilly, man.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to get on, because I want to get on football.
Oh, hold on, real quick.
What's up?
Have we introduced the show yet?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're 30 minutes into this bitch, but there we go. Appreciate it, ST. It's been so long, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast. That's right, bitch. We back. We're back weekly. Every Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcast and services. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Mac, and on YouTube. And you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST, and on Facebook as well at Blank Canvas ECST, on Instagram at the same handle, motherfuckers. I ain't repeating myself. All right, let's get back to our discussion. Dog, like, I want to get back on another thing that's kind of pissing me off is Ezekiel Elliott, dude.
Yeah.
This motherfucker, man, like, if people don't know, Ezekiel Elliott has got suspended for 6 games this season because a female has accused him of domestic violence without really any proof.
Proof, yeah.
And she's blackmailing him as well, dude. Like, the NFL wants to make an example out of Ezekiel Elliott because, number one, he's a name. He's a fresh name. And number two, they fucked up on domestic violence issues like 6 times, man. They got to get it right. Now they fucked up with Josh Brown, the kicker from the Giants, and they get him a one game. Of course, y'all know about Ray Rice, and y'all know about, of course, y'all know about the black players, you know about the white players.
The
defensive end, yeah, the Kraken. God damn, what's that nigga name? shit.
He's out the league now, so he really don't matter.
He tried to do MMA for a while, got his ass beat, he stopped.
Oh, he actually got.
Yeah, that's me, dog. He's like, man.
I mean, everybody saw that.
Greg Hardy.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, Greg Hardy, man. Yeah, so yeah, those players, they all dropped the ball on those. So it's like, man, we can't go back. And then there's documentation that shows the lady texting her friend saying, "Say this, say that he beat me when the cops come over." She's like, "Oh, are you okay?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm fine, but just say that he beat me." When the cops come over so we can go ahead and get him. And then she said she filmed them having sex. She said she's going to release a sex tape if he didn't break bread. And then she also said that they're going to believe me because I'm white and you're a black man. And I was like, it's okay to interracially date, man, but just know what you're fucking with if you're a celebrity, man. You just know that's going to be in the back of their mind. And then this dumbass is going to be this past weekend. He was on a yacht with some more white women.
Yeah. He ain't learned.
He ain't learned, dude. So
he hasn't learned.
He need to sit out these 6 games.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Because he gonna keep doing the same thing until he finally get caught up to a point where he gonna be so screwed he won't be able to make another penny in the NFL.
Exactly, because the NFL already said, like, after this, he's banned from the NFL if he messes up again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they already, like, because they didn't even suspend him for the incident at St. Patrick's Day, the St. Patrick's Day party he did where he dropped that girl's
top
off. Yeah, just pretty much like flashed everybody, and she was kind of just like, stop, because you got money, it's okay. it's like some dudes, like, man, okay, all right, y'all, I don't want y'all to be like, man, EC so pro-black, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't even, like, you know, touch anybody outside his race, and he just hates everybody. I don't hate everybody, all right? But I'm going to just keep this shit real. When you're dating outside your race, man, the thing about us compared to other races is we see ourselves as becoming more equal with them when we lay up with them, not knowing that whites still can practice their beliefs and practice they think they're superior over them as long as they get pleasure. And this goes back to something I've learned that I figured out like a month ago, dude. Have you ever heard of something called the Queen of Spades?
Yeah.
Oh, so you know about it?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah, so if people don't know what the queer spades are, the queer spades are white women that only mess with black men because of the package. But the way to identify a woman that's a queen of spades is she'll have a queen of spades tattoo that's visible on her to let her know that they're open for business, because that's the only kind of men they want to get with. But it's just you gotta know who's in your circle, man. Especially like if I was a celebrity and if I was an athlete, dude, it'd be so hard for me to have anybody around me, man, that wasn't there from the beginning.
Oh yeah,
dude, it'd be tough, dude.
And even then, you gotta watch them people.
Cause they change, especially if you don't break them off. Cause all they can do is just Google how much you make.
Yeah.
Right now we can see the NFL contract. Anybody we want to see, as long as they know their name, we can get that whole fucking breakdown how much they make a year. So bitches know how much you're making, man. It's just so hard that, you know, people coming at you, you know what I'm saying, they kiss you, telling you, yeah, you the man, and you're feeling yourself, you're like, yeah, I am the man.
Yeah.
And then you kind of just let your guard down, and you think they're just down for you, and then it just, if you don't give them what they want, they just turn sideways on you, man.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to have to learn. I don't think he'll get to the point where he'll be banned. I know this would be like one of the greatest of all time not finishing his career, because he can have a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, he could.
He could.
And he showed flashes of that last year.
Yeah, man. That motherfucker, he's a beast.
There he is.
He's a beast, man. Just, well, you the man, and especially being in Dallas and being a Cowboy, and the Cowboys are back.
Oh, yeah.
That's not helping him out at all.
Yeah, the microscope is on you 24/7.
Yeah, dude. That's not good at all. But I hope he learned his lesson.
I do too.
I doubt it. He's young. But I doubt he learned his lesson. That's the sad part about it. But what you think about some people saying that they're that they're going to boycott the NFL? And I ain't gonna lie, when people said that, I kind of had to turn my mouth sideways, like, nigga, you.
Yeah, and laugh. Yeah. Because, I mean, it might, they might boycott for like maybe 2-3 weeks.
Yep.
But let them get around their coworkers and friends and everybody talking about how exciting that last play in the fourth quarter was or in overtime. They'll be right back to watching it.
Yeah, and like, seeing on Twitter.
The NFL is king, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Keep it funky. Like, stop playing. You know you're going to – and, you know, some of those people who say that might be tuning in from week one. So.
Like, hey, say I'm a boycott the NFL. Just say it
real quick. I'm a boycott the NFL.
Hey, what's that in the background? Oh, man, nothing, man. I'm playing Madden. It's like, hey, on Monday Night Football. Like, nigga, he watched the game. I thought we were boycotting. I mean, I can't do it, man. My team on. Like, motherfucker is lying, man. It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because, like, our boys are, like, huge Raiders fans. And we asked them, we're like, man, y'all going to go ahead and boycott? It's like, hell no, man. Our team finally got good.
We waited this long.
No, we waited like 15 years. And we ain't going to boycott this shit now. F-cap. Like, dude, like, the NFL knows if they just don't say anything, this shit's going to go away.
Yeah, probably.
It's going to go away, dog.
Unless, like, you know, more and more people start kneeling.
Yeah, that's the thing. More people are kneeling, but it has to be to the point where.
It's noticeable.
Yeah, everybody. People are go for a cause for so long, then we move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you motherfuckers gonna have to be kneeling pretty much. You need, like, people have to be kneeling always
at the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, we still doing this? Like, they're gonna still be kneeling at the Super Bowl, dude. And I don't see that happen. I don't see anybody kneeling at the Super Bowl, dog. They'd be just too happy to be there.
It would be unprecedented, though.
It would be.
If they knelt, yeah, like, and won, too, man.
No, that'd be awesome, dude. And then, like, Neil getting the trophy. And then instead of talking about winning, talking about, man, we still fighting for social justice for black people. Like, on the big old stage where, like, millions of people are watching.
Not just black people. You know, all minorities.
All minorities, dude. Yeah, dude. That's the thing, man. People just think it's just black, man. Mexicans getting it, too. Everybody getting it, man.
They probably on a level lower than us as far as how bad it is.
It's bad. It's
starting to get really rough for them too.
Yeah, dude. Everybody, Trump literally is giving people the green light, man.
Give
people the green light.
It's like blatantly.
Yeah, dude. It's sick.
Man, I don't know, man. I'm really hoping that everything that's happening right now will allow us to get, somebody else in office, because I don't think in the history of, America, I don't think we've ever had a president that creates this much division amongst the people. Not this much division.
It's definitely been a while. And also, yeah, shout out to J.R. Smith, man, for calling out, all the Uncle Tom, athletes, man, in the media. Mm. He said, people say the junk in the media, won't say it to your face. They're all like, hey, brother, how you doing? That kind of shit. Man, shout out to him. But let's go ahead and get on this shit, man. I'm not going to lie. Since we've been off the air, man, the NBA has been hot. It's been on fire, dude.
Yes.
It's been on fire, man. So
even in the offseason.
Even in the offseason, man. So what you think about that that Kyrie trade? What do you think about hearing about Kyrie wanting out in the first place, man? What you think? Was you surprised?
Yeah. Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
I say yes because, nigga, this is a guaranteed ticket to the finals.
What more do you want? Because I hate Charles Barkley. He's a fucking coon. But he made sense. He was like, man, it's stupid. The point of playing is to get there. You don't have to be your own man to get there. That's stupid as shit.
Yeah. And, it's because when he was by himself, he was barely winning 30 games a year.
He didn't make the playoffs by himself.
So, what makes you think that if you leave again, that you're going to do the same thing?
I think
maybe in 2 or 3 years, Boston might be, pretty straight. But as for right now, why didn't he just wait till LeBron left?
No.
That would have made more sense.
That made way more sense, man.
But it's not surprising, though, because, you think about it, LeBron is LeBron.
Yep.
And just how much LeBron needs as far as attention. He's so passive aggressive.
Yeah, man. It's so feminine, man. It's ridiculous.
and I can understand him not wanting to be around that. For another year or so. I get it, but
I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. I don't care.
I'd have to, endure whatever pain LeBron brings just so I can get another crack at it, a ring. Because, let's be honest.
He was the reason they won.
Yeah.
He made the shot.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to forget he made that shot. Nobody's going to forget ever that. Nobody's going to be like, LeBron running down Andre Iguodala blocking him was the reason they won. Kyrie making that shot in front of Stephen Curry was the reason they won that championship.
Yes, it is.
Period.
But the thing is, Kyrie leaving, I don't think he'll ever play with another superstar that's going to get him there.
Nope. Ain't going to be no fucking Gordon Howard.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he ain't going to do it with Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. But speaking about the trade, man, I think Cleveland is trying to ask the Celtics for more assets because of, Isaiah Thomas's hip.
The reason why I think they're not going to veto the deals, because from reports from what I heard from Chris Broussard, they said Isaiah is pissed off that he was part of the trade to begin with.
Yeah.
Because he thought he gave his heart and soul to their team. He played.
His
sister was died, he still played. I would have been like, man, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out, man.
Man. I don't know, man. Who knows, man? If they do veto the trade, then you got to think about what is it going to be like in Cleveland with, you know, Kyrie and LeBron. Like, I'm pretty sure they'll be professional and, you know, still be able to, I don't know, can they still coexist after all of this?
Nah, man, from what I heard, man, like, another thing real quick, we'll get back to that when they coexist, but Kyrie didn't understand that he's not Kobe, because Kobe says he idolizes Kobe, and he wants to do what Kobe did, which is do it himself, and Kobe, he's the man. No, you're not Kobe, man.
Yeah.
You're not Kobe. Kobe played defense. First of all, compared to you, because this defense, like, if you pair Kyrie's defense and Kobe's defense, it's like night and day, dude. It's nowhere even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Another thing, man, is just like,
I think he can play defense. He just
he does it. Like, he does it, man. It's fucking crazy, but man, he just letting him being like him looking up to Kobe fuck up his view on things. Man, he's gonna regret this shit. I'm sorry, he's gonna regret it.
Yeah, he is.
He'll regret it. Cause like even the Cavs players, some unnamed Cavs players were like, man, we hope that the trade gets beat over because we want him back. We want to try to make this work. And that's probably nothing but like J.R. Smith, Kevin Love, and like Tristan Thompson. That's probably who it was.
Probably so.
Yeah, probably, man. Go ahead.
The niggas who know their career is over if that nigga leave.
Yeah, exactly, man. Because I'm not going to lie, man, with what Cleveland got from Boston.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a good deal, man. They're going to go back to the finals and they're going to get beat again. But it might make it, because they're deeper now, but they're still going to get beat.
Yeah. I felt like after this trade, though, they were going to make some more moves, because you know good and well they not going to pay Isaiah. They were going to use him in that number one pick again to ship, you know, to ship that off to something else for more pieces.
You think so?
Yeah, because LeBron ain't trying to play with no high schooler, basically.
But, oh, no, they say that kid, like, what people are saying is LeBron's gone after this year, which I don't understand why he would leave, but if he comes to the Lakers, I'll take him. But I'm just like, I understand why he's coming to the West. He's going to just be like, okay, you make the Western Conference Finals and you're going to lose. But
that's a bigger fail than, you know, losing in the finals.
Yeah, but I think he's trying to transition over to his, you know, his media side, becoming more of a mogul and trying to do all these shows and shit in L.A. And we're not going to say no to that nigga. And I'm going to be real. It's probably going to be him and Paul George that we get. But I'd rather have, if there's any way that we could, like, possibly get all three and get Westbrook and, like, just tell, like, a couple of them to take pay cuts, man, it would destroy the Warriors if we had that squad.
It depends on Lonzo.
Lonzo got a ball.
Yeah, if Lonzo is real, they're not going to look at Westbrook.
Yeah,
Westbrook is gonna dominate the ball like I'm waiting to see what the Thunder look like this year too.
Yeah, well, Paul George, dog, I hope they suck, dude. I hope it's just so toxic between Paul George and Russell Westbrook. It comes to the point to talk to each other, please. Yeah. I don't want him to stay, man.
Yeah, if they bought in Westbrook, that would just be a bad situation all around.
Dude, we need, it's almost going to be like, we're going to need a super squad to go up against that super squad, man, because.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, do you know that the Cavaliers called the Warriors and they were doing a one-for-one swap for Klay Thompson for Kyrie? They said, hell no.
Wow. That probably would have been a bad look for them, though, because if you get rid of Klay, that's you getting rid of a good two-way player.
Klay coming to L.A., so we can have, dog.
I think so, too.
Dog, Klay coming to L.A., so what we're going to do, because his contract is up in 19, so if LeBron's there, PG-13's there, and then Klay, and then, like, a groomed-up Ingram and Lonzo for two more years? I sound like a dinosaur off of Jurassic Park, dude. Like, it's crazy how people talking shit like Laker fans talking about, man, if LeBron signs up next year, I'm not going to be happy. I'm like, you don't shut your ass up. You be talking in the street. And you know. Come on now.
You'd be the first one buying a LeBron James Laker jersey.
Shit. I don't even buy jerseys, but I'd be like, man, I'm happy he's here. We've been so garbage for so long. You know what I'm saying? It is time, ST. It is time. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Like, I can't wait. Because yeah. It's going to be, we'll get 2 good years. We get 3 good years of his prime because he take care of himself. And after that, the team will have to carry him, dog. So what I'm hoping for this year, for when I watch the Lakers play, I'm watching how the dynamic of Ingram growing up and being a man, because they said they want him to be an all-star this year, and they said they want him to be scoring at least average of 25, 30 points a game. And I want to see Lonzo just fucking just dish, man, son. That's all I want to see this year. I want to kill him in the playoffs. I just want to just see those two develop. So LeBron can be like, I can work with this. Because LeBron, you have LeBron in the squad, he'll make him increasingly better instantly, dude.
Yep.
So the future is definitely bright, man. We got rid of Bus. We got rid of Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak right at the right time. We brought in Magic at the right time. Dog, it's looking good for L.A. But, I think the Cavaliers, getting back to the Cavaliers, man, have a chance to – this is a scenario where I can see the Cavaliers beating the Warriors. If there was a way for Carmelo to get on the squad where when Carmelo gets bought out, which he will get bought out, where – the trade between Houston and the New York Knicks just falls through, and they're like, okay, dude, we're going to buy you out. Carmelo said if he gets bought out, he'll consider going to the Cavaliers. He'll do a one-year deal for them, and they can, you know, sign for the veteran minimum or the mid-level exception. And then Dwayne Wade is good. They already said they're buying his ass out, too, but Dwayne Wade, they would have to pretty much just not play him until the playoffs for him to really be useful, because he pretty much done.
Yeah,
man. So he played the whole season, then going to the finals like Dwayne Wade, like a regular dude now. But if they just rest him, then they may have some. They have a complete squad with Isaiah, Carmelo, Dwayne Wade called the bench, and they got Derrick Rose. If he can stay healthy, which he probably won't, they would have a chance if they were able to get Melo. I think they have a better chance if they got Melo on their squad, but Melo wasn't on Houston so bad.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. I think Melo is not going to be effective unless he starts shooting threes again.
Yeah, let's see who is Melo.
Yeah, he pretty much, man. They need that USA Melo.
Yeah, dude. They need that one bad, dude. They need to not focus on Lala Melo.
Man. I bet that's hard to do, Dave.
Yeah, man. Now she all thirst trapping on Instagram.
Yeah.
Y'all like liking the pictures. Like, you had it. Like, what? Like, you had it there. What's the problem, dog?
Yeah.
Like, that's a crazy thing, man. You have a somewhat fine wife. And, cause I don't think she's all that. To be honest, Lala's okay. She's average.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's all right. But you have somebody that looks that good, you still gonna cheat on your wife, man. It just shows you can be the finest thing in the world, and dude, they still gonna cheat, man. If it's available, people gonna cheat, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if you, especially if you know you got money.
Yeah, that's the thing. And why is it always strippers, ST? Why is it always strippers, dog?
Cause I don't know. I guess like I guess we have that perception that just because a woman is a stripper, just because she takes her clothes off and dances for a living, that makes her easier to conquer than, you know, a regular woman who isn't in that lifestyle. I don't know. That's a stupid stigma that we should let go, because every woman that strips isn't like that. But, you know, it's just the mindset, you know, when you got money like that and, you know, you think of yourself as higher than the average person, then, you know, that's just how it works. It just turns out that way.
Yeah, man. Strippers are winning, man. It's
this
millennium they winning. Carly B, Amber Rose, Lopez twins. If you y'all heard of Lopez twins, do yourself a favor, fellas, and Google them, because I'm those bad bitches. That's a bad bitches, dude. I ain't gonna even lie. The Gomez twins are fine, dude. I don't know, man. Y'all thank me later on that one. But
I was about to say about Cardi B though.
Yeah.
One thing about Cardi B,
she
putting in work though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah. I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah. She ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to, how much for this verse? Be quiet. All right, and then let's go ahead and get to, man, the show of all shows, man. What'd you think about the finale of Game of Thrones?
I was pleasantly surprised.
About what? Hey, y'all, it's spoilers, so if you haven't watched, if you haven't caught up, you know what I'm saying, fuck it. You've had time. It's Wednesday. You've had at least 3 days to watch it. So, fuck it. All right, go ahead.
I was pleasantly surprised at how much Connor was, how he pretty much kept up for, like, you know, the first six rounds. And then, you know, all of a sudden you start to see him break down. But I thought it was interesting that they pretty much played off the fact that he never really lasted longer than 25 minutes. So, you know, for Mayweather to say, yeah, I, you know, pretty much haven't trained as hard as I normally do because of this fact, because I know that this man can't go, you know, longer than 25 minutes. So, it was good, you know, just him being, you know, McGregor being a striker, you know, he looked well. Like, he looked like he, you know, knew what he was doing.
He was doing MMA moves. At one point, he was, like, doing hammer fists on the back of his head.
He kept smacking him with the hammer fist.
Yeah, he kept doing it.
I was like, how is he, like, I'm hoping the ref don't, you know, throw it out. But
call the fight, because it's reflexes, man. He wasn't doing it on purpose. It's reflexes, man.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's funny. I was telling somebody that that earlier that day, I was like, man, don't be surprised if, you know, something don't switch in Connor and, you know, he start, you know, doing MMA moves, because that's just the arena that he's used to.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, he's been doing that all his life. You know what's crazy about the Conor McGregor story? You know, he was on welfare 4 years ago. Now he made $100 mil that night, Saturday night, man.
Yeah,
he made $100 mil, dog.
The American dream.
It can change in a year, man.
Yeah.
It can change in a year, dude. You gotta believe, you gotta stay grinding, man.
Yeah.
You gotta stay grinding. But that fight was way more entertaining than I thought it would be.
Yes, it was.
Because remember when we was in a group chat before the fight, I was like, man, Floyd gonna do what Floyd does. He gonna pretty much dance, he's gonna play defense and win by decision. He stood toe to toe. He surprised me.
He did.
He surprised the hell out of me. He went at him, dog. So much respect to Floyd. He gave people what he wanted, so that could be everybody's lasting image of him. Because he's going to retire, that was a really smart move. And he knew that McGregor didn't have a chance to begin with, man. But it was a very entertaining fight.
Yes, it was.
It was very entertaining, man. But McGregor, go back to UFC. And so we can go ahead and get to this real boxing with Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, man, next month, man. Like, Canelo is going to get his ass beat, dog.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
He's going to get his ass beat, man. If y'all enjoy the Mayweather fight, man, if y'all want to see the real boxer, watch Triple G fight. Watch some of his highlights. That motherfucker knocks people out. He's a knockout artist, man.
Yes,
he has power punches, man. That's why Floyd getting out now, because if Floyd fought now, he's Triple G will destroy him.
Yeah.
Triple G would get him now, because Floyd just, he's too old. I think even Floyd's prime versus Triple G would have been a great fight. Oh, that would have been a great fight, man. But we'll never be able to see that one, because there ain't no way hell Floyd getting a ring with his ass. I'm off of
a Yeah, he knows better.
Yeah, I don't care. Floyd didn't care. Like, man, Floyd, we give you $1 billion. He'd be like, man, I don't want to be 50-1, man.
Like, no. I don't know. I think I might do it for a bill.
And then just take the L?
Because, I mean,
his whole legacy is about being undefeated.
That's true, but what's a legacy when you got $1 billion in the bank?
That is true, man. He already made his money. And then he could be like, you know, I'm 40. You know, he could use the old man angle. He really could.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. Like, if all your people getting shot up, you can't move people out of the streets on a legacy.
Yeah, dude. I would take it. I would know, like, I would try my best. But he's just like Triple G younger, man. That motherfucker hungry.
Oh yeah, he is.
That motherfucker hungry, man. He was.
Man, he would salivate at the chance to fight Floyd.
If it was like right when Floyd signed a contract, he just like thanks from excitement. He was like, yeah. Like, it's because everybody that fights against Floyd gets paid.
Yeah.
Everybody gets like, it's like
they get their biggest payday.
It's their biggest payday fighting Floyd. And that's like the thing he says in like all his press conferences, like, man, this is your biggest payday ever. And it's true.
Yeah. He said, you know, in one fight, he tripled his net worth. I was like, hey, that's the way to do it.
Way to do it, man. So you can't hate, man. Like, another thing, man, like, McGregor is another example of the American dream, man. You just believe in yourself, be cocky, but can back it up because you put in the time and the work, because he did put in time and the work. And I'm surprised he lasts that long, man. I am surprised. But then getting to one of our favorite shows, Game of Thrones, man. What you think about the season finale of Game of Thrones?
It left me excited, man. I wish that there was another episode coming out next week.
Man, like, all right, y'all, spoilers, man. I'm so glad Littlefinger got it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so glad, though. I'm so glad Littlefinger finally got it. They should have been dead a long time ago. I'm so glad Littlefinger finally dead, man. I'm happy about that. The dynamic between Jon Snow and Daenerys is about to be fucked up because she's his aunt.
Yeah.
And he's the real rightful owner to the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
The thing about Jon Snow is he's going to be like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
He don't want to be king. Yeah. But they might go ahead and write something in there where he actually may want to be the king. But that whole episode was crazy, man, when Cersei saw the White Walker and she was like, if you bend the knee to me, I'll go ahead and fight. This is ridiculous. He's like, nah, I ain't going to bend the knee. And then Daenerys is like, I respect what you did, but my dragon died for you. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, lie. Yeah. And then the Cersei coming back out talking about we will fight for you and then lied about it. Oh, that's such a Cersei move. I love that. I love that bitch, man.
Yeah. I mean, and she had a point. She was like, well, you know, if dragons can't stop them and the Dothraki can't stop them, then what makes, you know, what makes you think that we can stop them?
Exactly.
But at the same time, though, it's kind of a, I guess if Euron really is going to get that, the soldiers from the Iron Bank, if he's really going to get them, then yeah, I probably wouldn't have did that junk either. But I thought Jaime was going to die.
I thought Jaime was dead, dog.
Yeah.
He jumped too.
Yeah. He was like, bitch, you serious?
Bitch, you get him.
I thought it was a wrap for Jaime. I was like, dang, for real? Don't tell me Jaime dies here.
Yeah, man, because I text on my, on our Twitter feed, at Blank Kevin ECST, I text what? In big capital letters when it was at the point where she was like, man, give the order. And all her was chic. I was like, this nigga about to die right now? Like, like, dog. Like, after they done, like, pretty much, like, fucked, like, 1,000 times. And even, who said that she was going to be the death of him? I forgot who said that.
The one that died. Tyrell.
Yeah. She was like, was she taking the poison?
She said she's going to be the death of you. And I was like, and she was right, man. She probably going to end up being the death of him. Yep. Here's a crazy thought that I had, man.
Yeah.
What if it turns out that Cersei isn't pregnant by Jaime, but by Euron, and Jaime finds out?
Oh, nigga. That shit would be insane, dog.
Nigga, because you already know that he wants to marry Cersei.
Yep.
And I felt like at first, you know, maybe it could turn out how, you know, Euron did all of this stuff for Cersei, and then maybe she betrayed him because she knows that, you know, Greyjoys betray people. But then I thought about it, because, you know, all the remarks that he was making with Jaime, you know, in sight, you know, of course, him being a better man because he had two hands, you know, him being a younger man, all of that.
Yep.
So I figured it's possible that,
they could have been, you know, shacking up all along, and Jamie didn't even know about it. So I don't know. I feel like that jump would be crazy if it go down like that.
Yeah, man. That's insane, man. Another thing is like kind of. That's kind of fucking with me is like the dynamic of what Cersei going to be doing while everybody else is fighting the White Walkers. Yeah. Like, is she going to pretty much like take over everything and then she's going to be sitting there? I don't know how the fight going to go, man. Are they going to like kill all the White Walkers and they're going to come back and they're going to fight her?
Well, Daenerys said that. You know, as soon as she tries to march north, Cersei's gonna come up and, you know, seize everything.
Exactly, because a homeboy going to get the mercenaries as they speak.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's gonna play out crazy. I know that for sure.
Another thing that was surprising is that Tyrion didn't die.
Yeah.
When he went to go talk to Cersei, I thought he was dead. I was like, how you gonna kill him? I thought he was dead, dog.
Yeah.
Oh man, that episode was so well written, man.
It was.
And they were only like in one spot. They stayed in the city. That was it.
Yeah.
It's just how good the writing is, man. And it's just the payoff. Like I kept on saying in our group chat, man, the payoff for this show was so worth it. And the show ain't even over yet.
Yeah.
If you were there from the beginning, man, you're just in awe of how great this show is. Everything that you were worried about, all that's getting closed, everybody that got betrayed, you know, things that, you know, people that were fighting each other, all the chapters are getting closed, getting ready for this big war against the undead.
Yep. And the reasons why, you know, people were fighting each other, that problem has been eradicated.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't know, man, everything is coming to a head next season. You know, like you said, we gotta wait 2 years. So that's gonna be agony, dude.
Man, that's gonna suck. But at least we got shows like Insecure and Ray Donovan. You need to get on that shit. Insecure is a good show.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
That's a very, very good show, man. And the thing about it is, man, it's not a lot of cooning going on. It's showing black people in positive light, and it is showing. Issa Rae has been grinding for years because she started out on YouTube and now she made it all the way to HBO, man. But
I heard that.
Yeah. And she had like her own book. She like wrote a book called The Adventures of an Awkward Black Girl and all that. Man, she's grinded, man. Cause I remember I was like Instagram stalking her. And I was like, man, like how long she been doing this, man? I went all the way back to 2012 and they showed her like just in her room. Writing a script for YouTube, and I was like, "Wow, look how far she's come."
That's what happens when you get a plan of action and you stick to it. You don't get discouraged by little speed bumps that are in the road.
Yep.
You know, you stick to your plan, stick to your guns. Don't let anybody deter you from your goal. Don't tell everybody about what goals you have in mind. You know.
Yeah, you can't do that shit.
You know, move in silence, man. Like, move in silence, stay, you know, be determined to finish whatever it is that you set out to do. Then, you know, you can be like, you know, people like that. You can be a billionaire. You can be, you can be well off.
You just gotta be successful, man.
You gotta strap up and do it. That's the thing, man.
Strap up and do it, man. That's all you can do, man. But that show's good. Ray Donovan's good. A show I thought was good, but kind of fell off. Snowfall. It was about the beginning of the crack epidemic in L.A. It started off good, then it kind of fell off. But that's a show. I would give that show a shot, but I couldn't anymore because some of the characters, some of their side stories were just so fucking dull. Because like one part of it is they're following a CIA agent. That's funding the crack epidemic in the black community. He's trying to figure out how to start that, which is fucked up. Then they have like a black dude that's like kind of like a hustler in his neighborhood. He's the main character, and he got into it. He's selling crack. Now he's trying to make money and hustle. That's all he's trying to do. He almost died. He almost died like 3 times already. And then there's another like the Mexicans. And there's one like luchador wrestler that's retired. And now he's trying to get into the game. And he's like a dynamic between him and this girl and this other guy that he's like, she's in love with. Now she's falling for him and some other shit. But it's all right. It's okay, man. It has such a good premise that John Singletary is the executive producer of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, man. And it started off so well, but if you can get past the barbecue, this one I left. The barbecue episode where it was just a barbecue in the front house and they were just like, it was a filler episode and I was just like, man, I can't do this shit no more, man. But it'll get you hooked. The first 3 episodes get you hooked because like he hustling, he making the money, he got him a new like motorcycle, got paper money in his pocket, and then somebody else tries to infiltrate his turf and knock his ass out and take all his shit. Listen to A Lovely Day, like when he gets his ass beat, like that song yeah. playing in the background, Lovely Day. He on the ground like, like right when he like hop on his bike, the first part of the song come on, like when I wake up in the morning light, he's like, what up, nigga? You know, what set you with? You know who we talking about? And like just knock him out. But the dudes that set him up. Get it back, cause like they hire a dude. They didn't hire a dude, but they got some muscle, and the dude ended up being gay. And he's like, "Where the money at?" And he took him in the back and raped him, and then they found the money, and then he took the money for himself. Then they had to find him. The dude was a nigga, bought a car with half the money, so they had to send that car to a chop shop and kill that nigga. So it's a good show. It's just that barbecue episode fucked it up for me, man. It's a really good show. I would definitely give it a shot, man. If you look for something new. I would definitely give Snowfall a shot. It's on FX.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, shit, man. You got anything else, man?
No, I think we pretty much caught up about, you know, pretty much with everything that's been happening. Since,
yeah, because we went over Charlottesville, 45, the Coons, Kaepernick, NBA trades, Game of Thrones, everything that's going on. People in Houston, we praying for y'all. Yeah, man, so we pretty much caught up.
Yeah, you know, seem like a regular show.
Hell yeah, baby. So go ahead and ST send it, bitch. How?
Yeah, like always, man. We thank y'all. We love y'all for being patient with us, man. We just want to let y'all know that, you know, we back for real this time.
For real. For real.
Be sure to hit us up on all our social media. Be sure to check us out, you know, rate us, let us know what you think about the show, what you like, what you don't like, all that. Also be sure to, you know, continue to look out for stuff that we got coming down the pipeline. We're going to be hitting y'all up with some, you know, some good stuff. Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty much it, man. I think, you know, it's good to see that we back on track. You know,
that's so, good, man.
Yeah. All the time, yo.
All the time, man.
So, all right, y'all. Episode number 57. It's good to be back, man.
Yeah. I ride the waves. Too busy making my own way, baby. I ride the waves. Too busy making my own way, baby.
Remember, I gotta go calibrate this fire stick to get, you know, to get ready for NFL red zone for this NFL season.
Oh, you too? Let's get it.
Yeah.
Ain't give my phone 95. Fuck y'all niggas. I just love y'all, man.
Love y'all.
Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Ah!